also is, he said, I don't care how many times he goes out into the country.
Nobody's going to care.
No.
He said, no, I can't have 4 days of it. He made it, I know, that's my point.
Okay, but what he says is, instead of doing what you're talking about, helicoptering around and having people cheering and all that, if he would go somewhere and talk to somebody in a serious speech, in a prestigious forum, so that the television is a low-key voice in a red speech and he's present, then he said, that's fine. Serious subject, dull, and all that. Prestige forum, and prestige setting, avoiding crowd scenes and rallies. But he said, it's still better than that is to stay in the White House. And he makes the point that it doesn't matter. Now, we all agree, for instance, that you shouldn't go into Boston because the only way you can lose Massachusetts is to go in there.
Well, now let's start with what we can do. There's no problem on Kentucky. Doing that at the tail end of the Chicago, Ohio. You screw that thing up again.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Now, that's what I do. I wouldn't do that because I think that can have an effect on our old people that we did something. But I'm more concerned about the middle of the week.
Okay, he makes the argument. You agree that you shouldn't go into Massachusetts because that's the way you can stir up the animals and screw up the state.
Right, the other.
He says,
if you are going to the fringe,
he says, it doesn't matter where you go. What matters is what the people see that on TV that you did that day. And the people in Boston seeing you at a rally in Wisconsin is just as bad as the people in Boston seeing you at a rally in Boston.
He argues. And but I mean, he canceled the whole schedule, you see.
Yeah, his.
No, I mean, he canceled. Everything has already agreed.
He would.
No, they can't do that.
No, but it's a question of how much you pay. He talked
to Buchanan.
He talked to Buchanan. And Buchanan's view is that our original schedule, the schedule we have now without any additions, is too much. His argument is that the only thing you can accomplish now is that they will play up the McGovern was gaining momentum, which they tried to take a stab at from time to time. And they can't play that, so they're fading from it. So you come out, then they say, McGovern has finally succeeded in smoking Nixon out and forcing him to compete on McGovern's ground. And Pat's convinced the press will play that beat as hard as they can. Now, they'll do it out of one day as well as out of six, of course.
But haven't we already announced New York?
Sure.
Well,
we've got to get
that out of New York.
No, but it's a question. That's only one shot, as we've been doing all along.
We're going to announce Ohio.
Pat argues the only way that the press can say that McGovern has turned the corner or that it accomplished anything is if they can show that he forced Nixon out.
They're going to say it anyway.
There he is at the...
That's wrong. They have to
agree.
They have to agree.
And then he... Colson goes back to, it would be good to have a low-key speech to any prestigious group, but he should not be campaigning. Just for example, if he could give a speech to the Future Farmers, it would be good. If he gives it to the JCs, it would be bad.
I disagree totally with Colson. If you're going to make a low-key speech, why do you go to a prestigious group with some asshole in the country?
So that you're out in the country. So to answer the company, great. And Earlham's for that matter. That would answer what they're all after.
And they want us to be in the country.
Yeah.
They want to do it from here.
That's their argument. I don't think it makes any sense. That's what
I don't think that makes sense. I think that my view is that
Oh, that's what he says. You're out there jumping around in a helicopter frantically, you know, rattling around. McGovern made the crack a while back that, you know, Nixon will never come here. He may drop out of the sky in his helicopter. But
I don't think we should react and worry about McGovern's crack a while. I think that nobody would have to say that. Well, how about doing this? How about doing the national television next week? Lose the credit of the following week. Yeah, we're doing two national televisions.
Did that?
See my point?
Yeah.
I don't believe that going out to a prestigious forum is worth a shit. I've done these prestigious forums, and there's just nothing to it. Well,
Ehrlichman keeps making the point that there are innumerable opportunities for presidential-type appearances out in the country, but that's what he thinks that Muskegon Water event would be, or something like that. And as Clark, as Chuck says, when he's pushed for what, he can't name a single specific. So I said to Chuck, well, you're arguing that the president should be doing things in the White House and not be out. So let me press you for specifics, and if you can come up first with some, then maybe you can win over Ehrlichman's argument. So he said, okay, let me take a step. Number one, on Tuesday, first day you're worried about, have a cabinet meeting and have it run for a couple hours on spending in the budget for next year. And then have the president go out to the press room afterwards and announce that
you've left me right there. He's not going to the press room. He's going to the press room and not answer questions, and you know that. So that's
that. Well, now since you're going to propose to Congress a new plan for the first time,
it's my hurry to go out and announce it. I am not going to go out to the press room. I can't go to the press room without answering the questions, and I'm not going to do it.
Wednesday, you have a meeting of the Cost of Living Council and the Price Commission, lay down guidelines for holding the line on prices and that sort of thing, and let the TV come in and film it while you're in there.
Oh, we're talking?
Yeah, let them get a little footage of the conversation.
No, that's a dog pointing in. We've tried that. It's bombed out.
Then Thursday,
we did that with drugs.
Thursday, you call in the Secretary of Defense, the Joint Chiefs, and the Service Secretaries for a long meeting on defense budget for the coming year, and have Larry brief afterwards on it.
Chuck's judgment, as I told you, and that's why I don't ask you for judgment and things like that. It's not good on the defense policy.
Okay. But this is...
Well, now let me ask one.
I agree.
Do you agree with those things?
No.
I think that is so goddamn phony to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I have met with the Cost of Living Council. I met with the Price Commission. I met with the pay board just last week. And having been in on that sort of thing is just plain bullshit. Won't do it.
And he wants you to have Moynihan and Richardson in for the charge on a new welfare proposal. It'll be the first order of business at the next Congress.
No. That, Jesus Christ, you know what? That puts you in the policy welfare thing. How many of them have about their roles?
No, there can't be a thing on how you cut the welfare rules. And then on next Tuesday, Wednesday, you take all the veterans legislation that's piled up here and you sign it all at once in a ceremony where you have 200 young Vietnam veterans come in, like the Young Labor Group, the president. And that's about it. I'm trying to make the other argument.
Well, you see my argument.
Sure.
I suppose I must enjoy the economic degree of that sort of speech. It just doesn't make any sense. Except that it shows the president of Detroit, but it doesn't. He's not campaigning. I think Trump's wrong. I think if you go out in the country in the last 2 weeks of an election, you have to go out and campaign. You can't be non-voting.
Knock them off their necessity. off their stool on the Nassau thing, which is to, instead of giving a rally speech, to go read a serious speech at the Nassau rally. So that you don't set up the thing of, we've got Nixon out campaign.
Is that what you think so?
No, sir. I don't see.
You want that Nassau audience? I respond to my demo box. But I can get that. You can go to Southern. That's what they need.
American speech.
Yeah.
I think you've got to. I
can't go out there. And
they want you to read it, you know, I guess a thoughtful speech about something. Tax policy or something.
No. I'm going
to do it. And that is that's another view, though, in the...
I consider them all, but if it doesn't fit me, I'm not going to do it.
Chuck Grosser, his political evaluation, that probably makes some sense.
Yeah, political is what I mean. It's evaluating the kinds of meaning.
No, it's not. It doesn't work. You know, that's right. But on the political piece, I don't know where the breaking point is, 5 appearances, 6, 7, 8, 9. I do know that any overt sign of intensive campaigning will be interpreted as being smoked out and galvanized the opposition.
Right.
Then he picks up the Sendlinger thing. A lot of Democrats are going to set this out. They can't take McGovern, but they can't bring themselves to vote for Nixon. The key issue is, and he doesn't have the answer, by going on the hustings, do we bring these people out? And if so, in the final analysis, how will they vote? Our people will vote no matter what we do. As a campaign will create excitement for a dull campaign. Our people will vote as they always do. The question is what happens to the 50% of the Democrats that are not for Nixon, for McGovern. In my view, intensive campaigning will rejuvenate the McGovern camp, bring us head-to-head with them on the networks every night, energize partisan Democratic loyalties, remind millions of people of candidate Nixon instead of President Nixon.
I understand that.
And will turn a landslide into a horse race.
Well, he's wrong on the last. He's wrong.
You see that?
That's right. Now, the other thing, I guess they can find another way to do this.
people about a particular bill and then act on it than meet with seven other people about it.
26.
What's the 28th? It's all next week. There's a bill signed.
26 is the day I'm just talking to John. Why?
You get 10 days after the whole bill.
I think all the whole bills are dated.
Whatever they're passing now won't be there. Up. He says, bear in mind what you're dealing with. McGregor, like every campaign manager in history, is under pressure from the partisans in the vineyards. Conley blows hot and cold, which is right. Last week he told me we were doing exactly right keeping the president in the White House and using surrogates. Mitchell's been listening to the partisans and Ehrlichman I can't explain. I can only say
Ehrlichman's concerned about the news.
I can only say when you have a game plan that's working and you're way ahead, it's not to throw it away. Why take the risk?
Thank you.
say you've got a prisoner story no matter what happens, but that's all over. Unless it works, it's all over by the week, the end of the weekend. It comes back Saturday. I'm afraid you're right. I think we've got to do something Wednesday. The activists. Unless you just stay here grinding out bills. And make no bones about it, which we haven't up to now. I mean, sure, Congress in session has been an excuse. I don't think that's an excuse that's made any difference. I think the argument that because Congress is out, you can now go out and campaign is one that we understand that people don't. Especially if we point out how many times
they do. In fact, one other thing, because everybody would want to fill the schedule with assholes.
Yeah.
Announcement that I don't even care. For me to sit through a board across the living constantly, that is pure fun. That does not make a difference. It doesn't make that much difference. It isn't for sophisticates. In the last 2 weeks, they're going to watch her. Believe me, it's got to be a presidential meeting of very great significance or announcement, or it's going to be campaign. Otherwise, Andy ain't going to watch. Now, that's the point. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I think Chuck's view is that you try to kind of argue his point from that. The bill that has meaning of great significance. In other words, the cabinet thinks you lost the spending ceiling. So you call these people together and lay out the plan for going for a new spending ceiling. Make a big thing out of it.
And I go to the president. I can't go to the president without asking questions. I'm not going to go to the
answer questions about spending ceiling.
I won't do that either.
Yes.
I don't think, one thing I have a feeling about, I should not expose myself to any Q&A sessions.
Go the other way. We issue a statement after the cabinet meeting. Someone else briefs, but you cut a 90-second tape saying, "We met with my cabinet today. We reviewed the situation, and we are directing them to prepare for offering the next Congress." I don't know if there's any news type thing in it, but spending ceiling is imperative. This Congress is closing hours, failed to pass one. And it's my first order of business to the new Congress to impose, because I'm determined there will be no tax increase for this country in the next year. Next 4 years.
I want you to release the press conference and the rate. I know that everybody wants me to do it because they say we always do so well in press conference. They have never been to press conference in the last 3 weeks of campaign. I have. And it's a statement. It is a statement. Believe me. These guys in the press, they're all out trying to.
Well, if you have one now, it'll fit. You might get something of Vietnam, but mainly what you're going to get is done spaghetti Dwight Chapin, and do you pronounce Chapin's terrible activities?
Right. And whatever he said the subject was, you'd say, "I'm not even into that." And they'd say, "Well, now
you're accused to answer questions."
You're accused to answer questions of what has been, and that'll be the story. It's not what I answer.
That's right.
I mean, it's an argument. Damn stupid.
Just like poor McGregor. Everybody thought it was the right thing for him to get that statement on television, but he shouldn't have done it before the press. Press blew because he didn't answer questions, and that's the story. Gregor refused to answer questions.
It isn't the biggest story, Scott, I thought it was.
Oh, no.
I saw the news screen, and I thought, sure, he was right.
And he got his statement out. The Washington Post reprinted his statement in full because he knocked the shit out of them, and then they ran a huge editorial answering it, which, in my view, doesn't hurt us a bit.
Great. They write an editorial business at the Times.
Right. There's a goddamn post with its doors on the record.
They will. I mean, that's a difference they think they have by their actions.
Well, I'm trying to argue the other side of it. I'm worried about the fact that
I'm trying to be fair about it all, except that I'm not trying to be fair to all these Fox News, but I know that chemistry will not work. I just know that. The deal with everything is not a gimmick.
That's right.
It happened to be an opportunity with great risk. We cannot, and that's what Ehrlichman thinks. Ehrlichman thinks you could go out about farting the wind, and that's going to make the Andy news. So therefore, that's what makes me wrong about that.
Well, and coaches aren't used that yesterday you had a good day. You know, you got Gerald made the point that you did
one night.
Did this and did that. And I said, yeah, Gerald did, but what did you find out on CBS and NBC? He said, well, they didn't carry it. That's exactly the point.
And it wasn't worth hearing.
No, it wasn't. It was the kind of thing he's talking about. It was, you know, these little sorts of meetings. I don't know why Gerald, well, Gerald did it to try and do
a story of the difference.
You can't, that story you can only run once or once a month. You can't run it every night.
I think you got to do something on Wednesday.
I So you can just say what kind of, if we could work something out, what could we do in there, such and such. About it, you draw a circle, Missouri would be as far west as you could go. Missouri. Kind of help an idea, I think they're going to use it as part of the company. nothing.
Go on for the part of the troops, what's got to be done in the last 2 weeks. And then you run the Conley television thing for our troops.
That's
6 o'clock in the morning. You get the wire set ahead of time that everybody's tuning into the national campaign.
I think they do that.
Well,
we just got to make
it. Right, Wayne.
Well, we think you could do it this week. Yeah, right this time.
That's what they're doing. And then that gives them crank up to build the audience for the thing. It also gets the thing on the air, on, you know, exposed to people to start talking to them before the show. Problem is, it's an easy question whether you let the press know ahead of time what's in the speech. The problem is, you're putting on the thing and expecting the speech or something. Or that's a show that's bad. That's the one that will build. Call attention to it. The other thing is not to let it out, but to make the point, to let out, leak out the fact that he hears in the speech of Steve Jackson and Hubert Humphrey, which will get gutter people very cranked up by demanding that Humphrey and Jackson disavow anything, which they just might do, or something, you know, creating controversy about it.
Duluth, Superior.
Superior, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that ties Wisconsin. Michigan, Minnesota. I mean, Michigan, Wisconsin.
That's better. We've got a name. We should have
Iron Mountain or something. You can go to Alpena, Michigan, on the basis of 56 standards. I promise you, you can come back.
That's all. There is none of us that's big enough. I know that.
the idea that we were smoked out somewhere, and I suppose it was very far pressed. Here I am seeing the president's president there speaking to me, but they're going to see a lot of them anyway. But I don't know if that's bad.
I think it's bad, and I think the less of it you get, the better off you are. You've got to get on some of it.
Water
canning isn't so bad.
That's what we're having, except the one rally. There's another goddamn.
And the rally won't be on TV.
Well, Denver, of course, will be. But...
yeah.
That would be very brief. I'm
not brief to speak because you won't speak until.
Well, maybe we're better off just in order to get in there.
Just say symbolically, you're out campaigning for one of your Senate candidates. 10 days.
Sorry.
You couldn't do all of it, but you wanted to.
Yeah.
Do,
yeah.
One of your old friends is running the.
I just don't think we ought to worry about the others. I mean, we sent statements and letters to all of them.
Yeah.
We wish them all well. Can't go to all of them. So they're going to be mad when they get here. If we found it in the flag when they got here, that's going to make the least of the difference. Not if they're going to consult their interests. They're in, we're in, they're going to. If they're in, they're going to be happy. And they're not going to lie around. If they're out, they're going to be unhappy. Right? Whether you came or not.
I guess that sounds
pretty good to me.
Just do it for him.
See it all. That's my solution, but that doesn't blow up Ohio State. It will be dead tired anyway. And I think
going out at night. Going out at night and coming back. That's great advantages. Just out here, they're going to run the airport first section.
Thank you.
going on at 95.